there. On Samach Beis Amid Beis. No, it's not. I'm sorry. That's maybe tomorrow. We are on Samach Aleph Amid Beis, the Mishnah. Mishnah Samach Aleph Amid Beis. Zuck the Halig of Mishnah. Ad HaKotzer, Ad HaBotzer, Ad HaMastik. When a guy says, till harvest season, Kotzer is wheat, Botzer is grapes, Mastik, I believe, is olives. Ein HaAtzer Al HaChegia. That makes sense. Ad means till it arrives. Now here comes the Mishnah and says a whole new thing. And the Rush, of course, is going to have two pshatim. They always like to have two pshatim. Zaklau, this is the rule. Kol zishmanu kavua, anything that has a set time. The Amar Achiagia, he says Ad or Achiagia, it's the same. Asar Achiagia, Amar Achihei, Asar Achiyeitse. Right? We had that before. That was the Mishnah before that made it clear that if you say Ad HaPesach is Achiagia. Achihei HaPesach is Achia, until it passes. Ad means till it arrives. Achihei means till it passes. That's what, I'll get it if I need it. That's what the Mishnah said. So the Mishnah is making it a rule now. Now the question is going to be, is that a kosher part of the rule or not? And that's what the Rush is going to talk about. We'll see why in a moment. Ad HaKayetz, the kosher ain't zmanei kavua. And anything that has no definitive ending, you know when Pesach is over. You know when this thing ends. You don't know when some things end. Sometimes they end earlier, sometimes they end later, because it's dependent on weather, it's dependent on many factors that can determine when it ends. So when you say Achiehei, what do you mean? So the Mishnah, Beinam Achiehei, Beinam Achiegia, Eina Asar Achiegia. Since it has no definitive ending, you never meant till after it passes, because that's not giving it time. That's leaving it very arbitrary. And therefore, it always means till you arrive. That's what the Mishnah is saying. So that means anything that has no end, that's kavua, it's not a set time, even achiehei means achiagia. Because you wouldn't say till the end, because that's very non-definitive. That's what the Mishnah is saying. And the Mishnah gives you an example. Ad HaKayetz, Kayetz is harvesting figs, achiehei HaKayetz. Until the, or achiehei HaKayetz, both, achiehatzchilu am lachnis bukukalos. Till the nation starts bringing in the baskets. That's when it's called the harvest season has started. It starts when people are starting to bring in baskets. I don't know what that means exactly. Yes. What?
Gather the food.
Gather the food in baskets. Achi Yavar HaKayetz. Now here he said Yavar. He didn't say Yehei, which can be interpreted before also. Yehei can be interpreted before, Yehei can be interpreted after. But he said, Yavar, that's clear. So he's taking and saying, I want to wait till it's over, even though it's non-definitive. Because you notice, by Achiehei, he said Achiehachilu. But Achiehavar, Achayet, Achiehachilu HaMitzoyis. When people start Pashup Shat, there's a whole bunch of Pshatim, I believe the Rosh will bring two Pshatim, but Pashup Shat means the knives that are used to harvest the figs are folded up. They're gathered in. That's a simon. The season is over. But that's not definitive. It's a definitive time in what happens, but it's not a definitive time by a calendar. And therefore, you have to wait for that to happen, regardless of how long it takes.
What
it is a season. You know, apples are picked at a certain season. Granted, some people do it 2 days earlier, and some people say 2 days later. Again, so the Gemara is going to explain what you wait for.
Yes.
Dr. Rush. Ad HaKotzer Ein HaAtzer HaChegia. Dr. Rush. Afilu Am Achiehei. Now the Rush learns Ad HaKotzer is an example of Achiehei. It also means Achiehei. The Rush learns Kotzer, Butzer, and Matzik have no season. So really, they should be together with Kayetz. Even though the Mishnah mentions them before, And you would think that the Mishnah is not talking about that rule yet, because it doesn't bring the rule to it afterwards. Look, the rationale. All harvest seasons, wheat, grapes, olives, have no definitive time. The Chol Hani Ein Zavanim Kavua Kamenim Shochem, because there's no set time. Mefarish Achi Basar Achi. I don't know if I recorded.
Yeah.
Mefarish Basar Achi. Kol Sheduah Zman B'Shichasai. The Amachi Hey. Anything that's known, now then the Mishnah explains its rule. Even though the beginning of the Mishnah was very unclear, but the Rosh understands Ad HaKotzer means either Ad or Achihei, even though the Mishnah didn't say it. And then the Mishnah says its rule, that anything that has definitive end, my calendar, so Achihei, Achihei Tzikomer. Ki Zman HaVayosik Tzuva. I don't know, some people have the word Ein, some people don't. Minor parentheses, it doesn't belong here. Because the time is set. Something that doesn't have a set time. And he means till it reaches. So again, the chiddush of this rush is that the first line of the Mishnah really, I mean, I shouldn't say it that way, but I'll say it anyway, belongs after the rule. Because this is a case of achihei meaning till a year. Even though when you read the Mishnah, you wouldn't have seen that. Dr. Rush, Ara Kayetz, Achei Kayetz, Gam Kayetz, Ein Zman Lekatzov. So going to Rush, Kayetz is not a new, unique example. It's a continuation of other examples. So Kakolin, and Achei Yatzchu Kamar. Whether you say Ara, Achei Hey, it means till you start. That is the Rush's shot. But Rav, Rabbi Yezim, he mitz. Dig dig, Midiktoni Gabi Kayetz, Ara Kayetz, Achei Hey. By Kayetz, the Mishnah spoke out both ways, Ad and Achei Hey. By the first three, it just says an. If the Rush, if your pshat is right, Mr. Rush, right, Rabbi Rush, if your pshat is right, the Rebbe Amid didn't talk to the Rush, he lived before the Rush. But if your pshat is right, so then why by Ad HaKotzer didn't it say Ad HaKotzer, Ad HaKotzer, Ad HaKotzer, Ad HaKotzer, Ad HaMasik, Ad HaMasik? Al Madavkik Tani. The Kotzer of Masik of Masik, Zman Mishachosim Yudua, Kamai Pesach. They do have a set time. Viyama Achihei, Achiyavakamar. Avokayet, Ein Likita Stainim Kayakas, Vein Kasul Zmanakayet. So the Rebbe Zimimit says, no. The first three have a set time. There's a, it happens by a calendar date. Now again, I know so little about farming, and obviously the Rush didn't learn like Rebbe Zimimit because he felt not that way. So it's a matzias, not like it's a matzias here. The Blessed Be Mitzvah is saying that the Mishnah is saying that at that time, they had a set calendar date. I don't know if it had to be one day or 2 days, but it was over at a set time, whereas Kayetz was not over at a set time. Therefore, according to the Blessed Be Mitzvah, the Mishnah reads much easier, because these three should have been afterwards, and it shouldn't say Achihei is the same as Ad. It doesn't. That's what's bothering him. Whereas the Rush learns, it means Achihei, and below it means the rule.
I would imagine different years have different size crops. I mean, a bumper crop, it takes longer than a short
Again,
small crop. It takes
these are the answers, the questions that I won't even bother answering, because I didn't see the Rishonim talk about it, and I leave it alone.
It's interesting that we, in our days, yeah, when you say summer, it has nothing to do with, it's got to do with summer season begins, spring begins now.
Yes.
It's got to do with...
I don't know, I checked this morning, it didn't look to me like spring.
No. Rebbe, first of all, spring training started.
It makes no difference to me.
I don't know what that means.
Spring training means you train for spring? I know, we're not training for spring now. I know what spring training is. I know very well what spring training is. But I'm just saying, I went outside, we were not training for spring today. Unless you learn, like in the Uru, the Norik, in the Uru, to make Hashoka. The Mekubalim say there's no light that shines, like light from darkness. So spring will shine much better after this weather today. Yes.
I'd answer the question we just had, Dupashot is when
staff
starts
to flow. In Eretz
Yisrael. If I looked out, I did not.
It's in Eretz Yisrael, by the way, not Dupashot.
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
Yes.
We meet the maple trees in this time of year.
What?
They start tapping maple trees.
Yeah. Yeah,
I hear.
Excellent. If you go to Dade County, They don't make it Birkas Ilanos, according to Rav Yashiv and Rav Chaim Knievsky, because every month a new tree grows. So there's no going out and all of a sudden seeing trees blossoming. You see it in January and in February and in March and in April and in May. Every month a different tree starts blossoming, a different species. Like I was there in February, and the mangoes were starting to grow. So they told me, oh, this happens every month at a different time. And the Rabbi Yasha Paki, no Birkas Ilanos. So in Dade County, they don't make a bracha to 11. So different places do different things, you know what I mean? Weiter. Dr. Raj Weiter. Dr. Shane Tamani Kavua, Pirish. And Tala Nidroi Belekas Lubok and Pliny. The Raj gives a different example. He said, your netter is till you go to New York. Florida. I add Mohammed Pliny. Or till that war. Shane, you do a Kamiya by Sabokam, become it to Marshall Hamakama. You don't know how long you're going to be in New York, right? You said, till I come back from the war. I'm sorry, you didn't say, Achiehei Hawar. Achiehei, my trip to New York. Yehei means after, but not here, because you have no idea when that's going to be. It's not set. Now, if you have reservations on the way back, it might be set. But if you don't, it's not set. Because it's not known. Lainira Hai Prusha. Look, Derek, I don't agree to Rabbi Elazar Mimetz. Kiadavu Yaduah Shalapamim Meimakatsu Meimabatsu Muatim Apamim Merubim Lifim Birkas Hashanim. Your question. It depends on the crop. How can you say it's a set time? V'yoid, the mashma is Zaklal Koyadorim Ashtulim B'mishnah. Usually Zaklal goes back to what we just said. V'haidul Yikamim B'katsu Rabasik Masik Achehei. Kivin D'tani Eino Asher Achehegiya. Havikilu T'ani Achehei. It's as if he said, even Achehei is Asher Achehegiya. No matter how you said Arakatsir, either Ad or Achihei, Ein Azir Achagia. Achiaschiluam, Lukanis Mikokalus, Loishi Akutsu Aroi. So he wants to say the season doesn't start when you start doing it little by little. You grab a fig, you cut two figs. That's not the start of the harvest season. When does the harvest season start? The answer is, when a lot of people start doing it and start bringing in the baskets, that's the harvest season. These are the knives that are folded and put into their sheath. You're going to tire like you put a razor into a sheath. They fold it. They put it away for the next year. Because of those knives that are called ktsiyos, pressed figs are also called ktsiyos because they come from those knives. So the source of the word is the knife that cuts the figs is called ktsiyos. Therefore, people refer to press figs as ktsiyos, the borrowed term from the knife. V'yash mefarshim, miktsoyos, some have a different shot. Haynu machtsoloyos, these are the mats, shemayavshim aleim ateinim besada, that they dry the figs in the field. V'lacha shemachnisim ateinim, after you take the figs in, mekaplin hamakatsoyos l'shaimram, they fold the mats to put it away for the following year. So either Mitzahs are the knives, or Mitzahs are the mats, two shot them in the rush. Dr. Gavar Viter. Yes?
We still, the Gemara may deal with it, we've still got a problem with that there's someone who lives in the village, a shoemaker or something, and he makes a note, go until the end of the harvest. And there are several different fig orchards around the city, each of which is finishing at different times.
See, again, the Mishnah seems to say, and I'm not going to argue about this because I don't know, but the Mishnah seems to say that in every area, they did it at one time. Meaning the figs in the orchards around one city had a harvest season. I believe, in my little amount of knowledge, which is very little, maybe less than that, that when I read about the colonies in the West, they talked about harvest season, and it seemed to me all the fields in the area used to harvest the same time. At least that's what I learned from the pilgrims, but I really don't want to go there. But that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. If it's not true, I don't have an answer. If it is true, it is.
I would point out that I was born in Oklahoma, and there were people in my elementary school class who didn't come in until like a month or sometimes two after the month had started, because they were working the harvest with their parents and
right.
Things like that. And you can have a crop place which is small, you can have a place which is large.
Again, it's a season. It's when the area finishes.
In Colorado, you can have an elevation.
Okay, I really can't answer the question.
They have a very short period because they start to rot very fast. So
again, we'll go through this again. I am not going to start posketing my halakhas by subjects that I have no knowledge about. I will trust the Mishnah that seems to say there's an end of the harvest season, and we'll move on from there.
What are the mats? What are they used for?
Right.
To dry the figs in the field.
They don't put the...
No. Again, what they do today, I know figs grow, my figs grow in Dave's or in Heinen's. I don't know where yours grow, but that's where mine grow. So I have no idea how Dave's and Heinen's grows them.
You don't know when they press the figs.
I have no idea. You're talking to a guy that knows nothing or less than nothing about these things.
That's why I don't understand what the mats are for. I thought they put them in barrels.
They have to be dried to a certain
right. So they stick together.
Now, the way I understand it is that Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't rain between Pesach and Sukkot. So you can leave things out in the field and they really dry. Whereas in the United States, it might not be a good idea to leave your figs to dry in the field because it can rain on Thursday.
Do I remember it correctly that there's the amount of drying in the field that improves on the, and they're dried on the roof?
That's a different point than their processing.
Right. Exactly.
So I'll give you my advice. Tana Kalkolos Amru, when it says Kalkolos, Lahachnis B'Kalkolos, Kalkolos Ata'inim V'loi Kalkolos Ha'anavim, it seems that some people use the word kalkala for baskets of grapes just as much as baskets of figs. So when the Mishnah says, Ashiatchiluam lahachnis b'kalkalas, it doesn't mean the baskets of grapes, it means the baskets of figs. That's the season starts. Dr. Gemara Tanya, Hanoidim Peres Hakayats, from the fruits of Kayats, Ein Asel Betainim. Because the word Kayats specifically refers, even though we call it a season, Kayetz is the summer season, right? The Midgamar Pasik says Kayetz for Chayrev, right? So Kayetz, we refer to the summer season. In vernacular, it means the harvest of the fig season. And Rav Shimon Gamliel Aymer, and Navim B'chlal Teinim. No, Kayetz can refer to two seasons, grapes and figs. I guess they were close to each other. My time, Tanakama Savar, Teinim Miktasa B'yada, and Navim Loi Miktasa B'yada. Figs are sometimes picked by hand, and kayats refers to hand picking. Therefore, only figs are kayats. And Rav Shimon Gamliel Savar, another Nami Kim Rididan, when they get dry when the vines dry out, so then mixes of the other, you can pick the grapes by hand too. So again, it's what people call kayats. In Rav Shimon Gamliel's area, they did it one way. Tanakhava's area, they did it another way. And that's the Machlokes. Zoktrashi look at Kolosh HaNovim. Liki Tosom Boi Mikri Kayetz. The Lashon Kayetz Mashma Dover HaNokut B'yad. And that is figs. Rav Shimon Gamliel Sava HaNovim Nami Kimrin Namitzim Yoda. Shemu V'Sholom when they ripen. Oimdim Lir Dais Mechuborim. They stand there to be removed. The soup shot them, I said the second shot. First shot is, when the grapes start being ripe, they start being loosening from their attachment. So you don't have to cut it, you can pick it. K'may haray dechalas dvash, when you remove the honeycombs. So the word rayda means remove when it gets loose. So meradadan is a lashon that the grapes start loosening from the stem, and it's easy to pick them by hand. When they're not as ripe, you have to cut it off, patched harder, takes longer. Come by, listen, Achrina, Mizaradon Yisabshu has Myris, when the vine's dry, Nichus Likatis, Kitnambit Shabbos, Chavile Kash, the Chavile Zrudin. Zrudin are vines. He's only bringing that as a proof that Zerada means that he's not interested in the Gemara and Shabbos that talk about bundles of straw and bundles of Zerada. So that's the Gemara Vayter.
That Shabbos or Sukkah?
It says over here, Shabbos, Dav Kuf Chavav. It's also in Sukkah. Yeah, thank you very much. You're 100% right. But the one he's quoting is the Gemara and Shabbos. So that's the Gemara Vayter. Ashiyavra Akari Tichu HaMitzos. Tanach Yachpilu Raiv HaMitzos. It doesn't mean all the mitzvahs. The majority of the knives or the mats are moved away. The season is over. You don't have to wait for the last guy who wakes up a little bit longer than everybody else. You don't have to consider him. Tana. Huk bulu raiv ha-mitzvahs mutaris. Mishamigazo, mutaris min ha-maisris. Nu ha-lacha. That when the mitzvahs are folded, most of them, at that point, people give up on the rest of the figs. They basically are mafker them. Therefore, you can walk in, take it, and you're not over Xela. Because if you notice, the knives are away already. That means people have stopped their harvest. There's a few figs here and a few figs there. So the owners don't care about it. Had they cared about it, the knives wouldn't be away.
Were they not still on the tree, or they're on the ground?
On the tree. Or, according to the second shot, they're on the mat. But you know, he removed the mats, so it's on the tree. You can pick them from the tree, and it's also Patim and Amaiser, because Hefker is Patim and Amaiser. Rashi, the Rosh, Tars and Agazel, the Mustam of Yirma Bailam, the Hefker Patim and Amaiser.
I'm sorry, the Hefker Bebela, right?
No, it's Hefker because that's what people do when they leave it there.
I don't mean,
it's not the Mela. It's assumed that he was Mafkarit. It's not automatic.
What, really?
Again. Let's read the Rosh. He didn't say it's Hefker Mamela. He said, Mistama, the owners were mafka them. They don't have to make a public announcement. The fact that they're leaving him there is saying, I'm being mafka it. Something to my right.
That's the way Hefker has to work.
What?
That's the way Hefker has to work. It always has to be a divorce?
I don't know if it has to. I don't know. I don't know if the owner has to say it or not. I don't know.
Walk into his property without...
That's, it seems that people didn't mind people walking into the property unless it would ruin crops. That was the Derech Olam in those days. In the summer, you were allowed to cross people's fields with no shiloh. In the winter, you can't because it's planted. You'll be stepping on where they're planted. Something my right. Rabbi Verabiyati Rabbi Huda Iklu Lahu Asra Bisman Shok Blu Rai Vamitzas. Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yehuda came to a city at the time that was past the time that the brave mitzvahs, whatever way you want to learn mitzvahs, were taken away. Rabbi Avakachu, Rabbi ate figs from the tree. Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yehuda loyachu. Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yehuda did not eat from the tree. Asim Barain, the owner came, Amalu, Amalu loyachu Rabbanon. Why aren't you eating? He meant Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi was eating. Hook blew right on mitzvahs, so it's already past the season. We have a pekin, but Yachor Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, he did not eat. Sabra Mishum Snias Milsu Dukamar Hadein Gavra. This Machlokes Rishayim what it means. The Rush learns the pshat is he said it because he felt it would be unbecoming to him not to say it, but really didn't mean it. He really would have wanted them not to eat it. He wasn't mafkir so fast, but he figured if I don't say eat it, that means they'll say I'm a cheap guy. Yeah. So he did it because of that. That's how the Rush learns. The Ron does not learn that way. Zuck the Rush. Shimsnias Milsa. Tavar Sonu Gnai Hoyalai. Would have been something that he doesn't like, a little bit hated on his own or unbecoming. Imloy Yaymer Lam Shiachlu. Imloy Mendiva Slave Amarkin. He didn't mean it. Now, the Ron learns that when he said that, he said it because cynically. Oh, you might as well eat, fellas. Why don't you eat? Like, you guys do what, you know, some guys. But you fellas do what you want anyway. So, you know, it was like, cynically.
Sarcastically.
Yes.
Very poor, and he's out ever since. Good. Reverend Shetland, his orchard, and he publicly said that he was not being bought anymore.
sign up.
Sorry.
I guess he would have to put a sign up. He would have to inform people because the assumption is that everybody is not there. Now the question is, why Rebbe ate? That's the halacha. The stomach, the guy is mafkarin. The Beit of Yehuda did not eat. Why not? Before the owner came. The owner didn't change his mind. But what? So they want to say that there's a makom for chumra. Rebbe did halacha. Halacha it's mutter. He wanted to paskin halacha. Anybody watching should know halachically it's mutter. But an individual can be machmer himself. I don't want to take advantage. Maybe the guy doesn't mean that. For whatever reason, you want to be machmer. So Rebbe Yehuda wasn't disputing Rebbe. The halacha says it's mutter. Why would he dispute the halacha? The answer is he wanted to be machmer personally. Rebbe didn't have that option as much, because whatever Rebbe did, people looked at and said, that's the halacha. So Rebbe wanted to do halacha. People should know halacha. It's mutter. That's how the Mepharshim explained. So I think of our advisor. Reb Chama bar Chanina itzol hu asra b'sman shehut bul raiva mitzos. Reb Chama bar Chanina happened to be at a place after the season. Have a kochel. He ate. Yomle l'shmaya, so he gave it to his servant. Lo yachol. The servant didn't want to eat. Amale kach achoyel eat. Kach amarli Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yaitzim Shem Aviv. He quoted his father, I find this story a very difficult story, because if Reb Chama was eating, why was his servant frummer than him? Meaning he told his servant that's mutter, and the servant ate. Fine. I mean, the servant wasn't being machmer, he just thought it's usher. But you see your Rebbe eating, like, why are you being machmer? Why are you frummer than your Rebbe? I don't know how to chat in this story. Meaning, what did the servant think? He saw his Rebbe eating. What did he think? Why is this Rebbe eating? Is it faster? Now, if he said, as Rebbe Yehuda, you had a personal chumrah, okay. But obviously he didn't, because Reb Chama turned to him and said, Rebbe Yehuda, hold it's mutter. That means the servant didn't know. But if your Rebbe does it, don't you think you can trust him?
The only thing I can think of, maybe looking at a different way, that maybe he said he got reshus from the owner to eat it.
Maybe that's a good shot. Reb Chama got reshus and he didn't have for his servant, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it was a little strange of a story, but maybe that's right. A good shot. I like it.
The staff servant, the
phone
that he hired, right?
No, somebody knows. Not an Evan. It could have been another Amira. A Talmud would have been.
Why does he have to hold more than his boss?
It doesn't. Why shouldn't he hold? I don't know. My receiver told me to do something. I didn't say, well, maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about, and I'm his usher. He told me to do something. I mean, the oldest mutter, right?
But his relationship
was
a boss and a servant.
Yeah.
Not like a Rebbe and a Talmud.
Yes, it is a Rebbe and a Talmud. Yes, it is. I don't know. If you see Rabbi Hirschfeld doing something, don't you assume it's a mutter? Or do you say, maybe I should be machma more than Rabbi Hirschfeld?
Does everyone hold like one
rub,
or they hold like another
rub? Again, was there any other rub here that said it's
usher? No, I'm just asking the relationship.
It was usually, it's somebody who went along with a Rebbe, whether it was exact Talmud, or somebody that served him. Yeah. It's like when a Yeshiva shows up, and there's somebody with him.
How are you supposed to serve your Rebbe? It might not be anything more than that. It's not a real servant, whatever that means.
No, if somebody went along with his Rebbe, A gabbai. That's how I understand. Again, I have trouble with this story, but, you know, yes.
Person that his father, son of his father's son, held still.
Right.
Now, there are many people who conceive him who don't be held
still. Right. Yeah, but...
So why not them?
Again, I'll tell you one more.
Being disrespectful to recovery.
Again, let me step back, and again, I don't want to make a big issue out of this. Let's see at the end of the story.
Okay.
Reb David Feinstein goes with a chassid into a restaurant. Reb David Feinstein orders cheese that's not called cheese nagara, milk that's not called Yisrael, and the chassid doesn't. Reb David turns to him and says, my father said it's mutter, right? Now, the chassid has two choices. He can say, but my Rebbe told me not to do it. So can the Rishiva be Michael? My Rebbe told me not to do it. Here, He tells him, Rabbi Yaisi said it's mutter. The servant did not respond and say, but Rabbi Yehuda said it's usher. But Pliny said it's usher. He accepted the psak that he got from Rabbi Chava. So I wanted to know, before he accepted that psak, what did he think? Now, if a Rabbi Feinstein, let's say nobody possibly could not like Rabbi Yaisi, and you don't know Rabbi Yaisi, and you don't know anybody else, and you walk in and Rabbi David Feinstein orders milk, and you don't because you want to be frumer than Rabbi David Feinstein. Not because you have a Pisces that told you it's us, sir, but if you did, that would have been the response.
We're dealing with
Mashiach. Again, I don't want to make an issue out of it.
I mean, I could have just said he wasn't hungry.
Could be. Okay, yeah. Maybe. Okay, so you might have to. Okay, here comes a very interesting story. I'd like to read the story without being questioned too much before we finish. The time for Nashkehu Gavra, the time for went to his own field. I don't know if it's his own field, I shouldn't say that. No, it wasn't his own field. A man found him. Bisman Shuk Muhammad the Kachel. Man found Reb Tarfon taking figs from a tree. He was a guard. This man was a guard. He was a guard of a field, and as the Gemara explained, it seems like a lot of people were taking figs even before they were allowed to. So here he sees Reb Tarfon coming and taking the figs. He didn't know who Reb Tarfon was. And he sees a man eating figs after the season. Now, to this guard, he didn't know halacha that well. Here is the ganav. Here is the guy that's been taking the figs. So, achta b'saka, he put the tarfon into a sack. The amtish l'mishta benara, and he wanted to throw him into the river. Basically, the guard said, you know, I'm finished with this. The guy's been bothering me all season. He's been stealing figs. I'm finally getting rid of him once and for all. So Reb Tarfon's on his way to the river. Amar, so he says from within the sack, Oilei l'tarfon shezeh hargoi. You know, woe to Tarfon that this guy's killing him. Now the man heard the word Tarfon. He all of a sudden turned white. You know, he's not killing Reb Tarfon. Shama hu gavra, shavke, he left him for Arak and he ran away. And Reb Tarfon's life was spared. He went out of the sack and lived happily ever after. Amar Rebavo Mishum Reb Chananya Ben Gamliel. Kol Yomav Shalaisa Tzadik HaMitzar Al Davarze. All his life he was bothered. Amar Oyli Shenishtamashti BeKisra Shel Tyra. I used the crown of Tyra to save my life. I saved myself. If I would have said my name is Joe Schmo, I would be in the river. I said my name is Tarfon. He heard the word Tarfon, he dropped it. That means I used the fact that I'm a Talmud Chacham to save my life. Now, the Gemara is going to say later, what's wrong with that? And the Gemara is going to say, Reb Tarfon had money. He was a very rich man. He could have said to the guy, listen, don't kill me. I'll pay you $1,000. I'll pay you 10 times the value of the figs. And the guy would have been very happy, the guard, to receive all the money for all the figs that were stolen that year. And he could have used his money, and he didn't. He used his name, and therefore all his life, he was pained by the fact that he used Tyra. He had another option. Had he not had another option, he could have used it to save his life and nobody would have a tine on him. But since he did have another option, it bothered him the rest of his life that he used this option. Now, the Gemara is going to say this, not Yitzchak Margaret. We'll see it in the Gemara. Using Tyra, a person, Rachmana Litzan, can get uprooted to this world. That used Kli Kodesh, that the Goyim used it, and once the Goyim used it, it loses Kedusha. And this is a problem. We'll come back to this, but we don't want to interrupt the story. That the Pritzim come, the Goyim come in and they desecrate the Kli Kodesh. It doesn't have Kedusha anymore. Kivin Shepartzim Nasu Chayil, Nekim and Ilam. How do I know that? The Zimbabwe Island, the same night that he used it, Kotel Bashetzer, he got killed. And Mishtamas Bekisra Shotaira. Shahu, what does the Bach say? Kayim Loilam, but takes out the word Chai. Taira is everlasting, doesn't turn into Chayil, ever. Allah has come of a comma that the punishment is severe. That's the thing. Now, the question I'm going to have over here is Klisharis never lose their Kedusha. Berekabayis, if you steal it, it becomes chayil. Drive a meila, but drive it become klisharis. Never lose their kedusha. So how does it mean here that became kulim? but someone will learn that it doesn't lose its kedusha when it's used, but when it's taken by goyim, it's different. That's totally how you learn pshat in the Gemara. We're not going there. And the other pshat is to say that these were not kli sharis; these were kli berik habayis, and therefore it was no longer kaddish after the goyim had taken it. But it came from kedusha, and Balshatzer got punished for that. Koshke Taira, which is kaddish la'ilam, for sure, using Taira, not a good idea. Dr. Ash. Oyli shenishtamashti v'kavet atarasi. Al shenifter v'ayse ish b'shul kavet atarasi. He got out of that man because of the covenant of his Taira. Baba Laila. V'ayse alayla shesosu b'kli beis ha-migdash hu b'tzarof. That night that he drank and his officers drank, that night he got killed. Yes?
Number one, if Rabbi Dillard translates the way you did initially, it says, a certain person had Rabbi Tarfon eating in small type pigs in his field, in his own field. So Rabbi Tarfon simply used his name. I mean, if someone saw a light on in your house and...
Did he quote where he got it from?
No, he does not.
Well, I looked at the... In the Rashi, the Mefarish, he says, why did he bother him? It was Hefker. And the Gemara is going to answer Kasha. I see the Ran also doesn't mention that it was his own field.
So that would be an alternative reason. Like, you know, all he said was Tarfon. If I, you know, came into your house and I saw someone with a flashlight.
Yeah, but Tarfon is like saying, my name is Reb Meisha.
No, I'm aware of who Reb Tarfon was.
I guess it wasn't such a common name. What can I tell you?
He was also phenomenally rich. And
but the Gemara is going to say that in a moment, so let's give the Gemara a chance.
The other thing is, as far as the, you know, bringing in Belshazzar, it's problematic because we also have Ahasuerus who used Kli Shoreitz, if I remember the Midrashim correctly, and we do not see that he died early.
Yeah, but we see that Vashti got killed on that meal because of that. So we do see consequences of...
He should have goofed, is that what you're saying?
No, but not exactly him, but there was a... That, bad things came out of it.
Good things came out of it. Yeah, I mean,
No. To Achashverosh, bad things came out of it. Good things came out of Balshazzar being killed also.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so yeah. We're talking about the Balshazzar.
So a person has one choice...
Can we do five more lines to Gemara when I answer half the questions? Frank to Gemara. Reb Tarfon, Kivin Dechiyoko, Hukbul Reba Mitzot, Havia, Mai Tzara Ugavra. Why did the person do it? Reb Tarfon wasn't doing anything wrong. It was Hefker. So to Gemara, Kivin, Mishim Dahu, Havia Gamvra Le'im Viku Lushata. They were stealing his grapes all year. The Kivin Dashkel, Reb Tarfon, Sever Haidu the Gamba. He said, I finally caught the Ganaf. Frank to Gemara, Yochia, Mai Tzir Navshe. He saved his life. Why did it bother him that he did it? So the Gemara Mishim Reb Tarfon Osher God will have him. Tarfon was very rich. He could have appeased him with money, and since he took advantage of Taira instead of money, he was Mitzayer himself the rest of the life. Had he not had money, this would have been the only way to save himself. That's what he should have done. But given Reb Tarfon had a lot of money, he had another option. And therefore, it bothered Reb Tarfon. Now, I don't know if it bothers me that it bothered Reb Tarfon, because to me, Reb Tarfon saved his life. But Reb Tarfon was very bothered by it. So, Trashi, Amai Tzara who got with the Mestama called Bali Nechasim Bekiyim Bedin Zeh. So the rush is bothered that somebody in this room is going to ask, maybe the guy didn't know that it's Hefker after the season. Dr. Rush, all people that owned fields and worked in fields knew this halach. Yochai Amai Tzira Navshay. The kivin the shama shiratz laharga shagam of tainov hoyle larei shabavadi yasterke. If the guy thinks he stole all the fields and figs, he might kill him. Yochai might be tzar the yavar sheshiyot latsim and amisa. V'av beloy misa and amyamin lekamon. Even without a threat of the death, it says later on. Sharlele initially doing navshabash and the other way. When a person walks into a city where nobody knows him, he's allowed to say, "I'm a talmud chacham." It makes differences. He's allowed to say, I'm a Talmud Chacham. That's not called using Kisra Shal Taira. That's saying, you should know, I am a Talmud Chacham. You're allowed to say that. So, for sure, if Tarfon can say, Hello, I'm Reb Tarfon. Don't kill me. What's wrong? So the Gemara answers, "Mishani, he v'dashagad loy levaisi b'damim, u'lishalim loy kol ha'tayinim shagad b'loy." He could have said, "Listen, give me a bill of all the figs that are missing." It's interesting. The Rosh says figs. The Gemara says imvi, which usually are grapes, but it might be just the name of the individual fig. Yes, doctor.
This seems that it is consonant with the story of the young man who was wearing black shoes and he was put upon by the servants of the Reish Galusa who beat him. But if I recall correctly, or incorrect, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe he does not say to them, "I am a Talmud Chacham."
Yes, he does.
Does he?
I think
so,
he does.
In which case, he's arguing on a turf.
No, he's not, because he didn't have money. It's exactly what the Gemara is saying.
Okay.
Tarfon was a unique example. He had money.
I can understand what you say on the first time.
Why do they ask, why is he doing this to show the halacha? Why is Tarfon taking these? He had money. What did he need these things?
He was walking by. He was hungry. Hungry.
He's not a nice man. Okay.
Would you
have been
if his punishment
thing was doesn't say. All it says is it bothered him all his life. See, if Tarfon was in a unique position, he didn't have any other Averis that should bother him so much. So this was the Averis that bothered him. I think if it were me, I would have a list like before that and after that. So this wouldn't be on my mind the whole time. But he had no other thing to worry about. So he worried about this. I mean, after the
Rabbi,
these people were on. You know. Yes.
So, he had a duty to save his life. This guard or whoever he was out there has already kind of lost it. He knows the halacha, but he's so angry from someone having stolen earlier that he's in a rage, picking up the guy he finds and schlepping him over to the river to presumably kill him. I understand the level that Reb Tarfon was on, but isn't his first duty to save himself by any means necessary?
Again, Tarfon in his mind, I don't know how the Rabbi Shalem judged him. I would guess that the Rabbi Shalem did not think he did anything wrong, but I'm not the Rabbi Shalem, I won't answer that question. But the Tarfon in his mind felt, I had another option, had I taken a moment to think, I wouldn't have to use my Kavanat Torah. It was a lack of my control of myself under those circumstances. Now, a person themselves can feel that way. You can't ask a person why he feels guilty. He feels guilty because he felt he could have done it a different way. Now, I would tell him, come on, you're being under the threat of death. How can you think so clearly? That's what I would tell him.
Not only that, how does he know this guy's subject to bribery? But so I'm trying to understand what's the mushel here. That people on such a level hold themselves to standards that we can't understand. It just doesn't. Or is the mushel really give yourself a break?
Again, I think what the story is trying to tell us is that why telling us the story of Tarfon because Dalaga said he did okay and he never did anything wrong. It's explaining the rest of the story because the guy only was angry that he lost his grapes or figs. If Reb Tarfon would have said, I'll pay you for all of them, he would have left him alone. Money talks. And therefore, Reb Tarfon blamed himself for not thinking of that option. Now, again,
I'm just not accepting that premise that a guy who's this angry, he's not asking the person in the sack whose identity he doesn't know to repay him with interest and with penalty. He's schlepping him to kill him.
But the guy
But
if a guy offers money, again, the Gemara seems to be assuming that if the guy, if Tarfon assumed, that if he offered him enough money, it would leave him alone.
He put him in the sack
the first place. He put him in the sack the first place. Had he not given him the money, he could put him right back in the sack. He had nothing to lose and everything to gain. Money.
Can I make a comment?
Yes.
The Bulligoy could stretch his mind really far and get to the Rishonim. He says that a regular yid, when the Beis Midrashkaim and Reb Tarfon was around, when the Beis Midrashkaim, he had no idea at all. How do we talk about
it? I understand this. The Gemara is saying that Reb Tarfon blames himself, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. End of story. Yes.
The Wisconsin was another story. I was thinking, isn't it Yoav and Avner, that in the middle of a sword fight with two people trying to kill me, he was expected to maintain enough.
So is every other near Daf Halacha. You don't have to be Yoav and Avner.
Well, that story is explicit.
Yeah, but that story is talking about people that were a lot bigger than I can ever be. But this is a halacha even for Yitzchak Margaretin.
No, I agree. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm saying that you are expected, as we've been covering in Silas Charm, to maintain a level of awareness at all times. As far as, you know, during a shoemaker knew the halachas of making shoes. I don't. There are things that I know that it should be.
Okay. I think we should move on, yes.
Now, can I ask another question about it? I was thinking that when he was said Tarfon, because he was known also as a rich man, when he said Tarfon, maybe he was thinking that means Tarfon the rich man. That's what Tarfon was saying. But the guy figured it was Tarfon the tzaddik.
But no, Gemara doesn't say that.
It doesn't say it, but he's just...
Well, I said he should have used money. I mean, he didn't mean money.
He was going to kill him for stealing, which is, I think, not the correct punishment. And he says...
No offense, but I just don't like to introduce things in the Gemara that aren't there. Reb Tarfon blamed himself for not offering money. I mean, he didn't mean to offer money.
Why would a guy believe he has money if he's even from the field, like someone else?
He could have told him, I have a lot of money, I'll pay you. Again, that's what the Gemara says. No, I'm not going to change the Gemara. That's why there's a margin here.
It's incorrect.
Think
the way I was thinking just now?
I think so.
Okay.
Nothing in my mind. Tanya Lavis, Hashem Elokecha. No, we'll stop over here. Everybody have a wonderful day.